That's what I told you before.
That he was just with him.
Aye?
That he was just by doing what he did to the men.
Yeah. He done right.
You sure?
I know I'm sure.
If the book says not.
Well, I don't care what the book says. Eh?
He was right, eh?
Yes, he was right.
What about the First World War now?
Oh, what about it? What would you want to know about
it? How did you miss it?
Eh?
That's
how I missed it. I was married, and I didn't have it till I was 35.
Didn't they have the draft out then?
Aye.
Didn't they have the draft out then?
Oh, there was a draft. Sure been drafted if the war hadn't been over, because I had turned 35.
How were they up here? Did people go for the war?
Well, there was quite a few, yes.
How many?
Well, I don't know. There was one, two, three of the McIntosh boys, George Parker, Colin Monroe, Pete Merkley, Jenny, and there were a lot more that I didn't know.
Did they join up right away?
Aye.
Did they join up right away?
Yes, right on the start.
Uh-huh. How were you in the Depression? Pretty well?
Aye.
Were you pretty well off in the Depression?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I don't know what you told me. We were well off. I had enough to eat, anyway, and a place to sleep.
What about the rest of the people?
Well, they've been pretty good.
They were, eh?
Yeah.
How about the businesses downtown, the stores and that? They closed.
Well, out. They done all right. Got whatever money was. Put by the government. The government paid so much, $8 a month. They
what
got
that.
What
do you think of the draft?
Aye.
What do you think of conscription?
Well.
Were they right in putting it through?
I don't know. I wouldn't say they were right.
You wouldn't?
You're a man against his own will.
Yeah, well, you either fight for your country's taken over.
Yes. You could shoot yourself about that.
But you feel they shouldn't have put it through?
Aye?
You feel they shouldn't have put it through, eh?
No, I don't think they should have. I don't think that one man has a...
Well, tell me what they did in the Depression, and I'll get you on here.
Well...
Okay.
They put out camps, and they doubt anybody to buy mattresses. Man made a shoemaker he bought all the mattresses.
Uh-huh.
Not a hardware outfit, they bought the saws and axes. See? And they never used none of them. Nobody went to camps.
So they got a whole bunch of stuff in
there? Oh, they had hundreds and hundreds of axes and saws and a lot of mattresses and stuff. So them fellas bought that for them. They made the little money on it.
Uh-huh. Well, government, all in all, you were pretty well off here then, eh?
Well, I had lots, yes. I had cattle and I had...
Got good. Enough. That's one done. Now the rest we'll do without the camera there. We're going to see how this... One I took away, see if I got enough light to develop it. Okay, you told me all you know about the First World War and the Depression, eh?
Well, you asked nothing about the First World War, only who went.
Well, I asked the conscription. Okay, what about the First War?
Well, what about it? What do you want to know?
Who do you want to win?
Hey?
Who do you want to win, put it that way? Who did you want to win, put it that way?
Well, it's the same thing. I want the Germans to win.
You sure?
I'm damn sure.
Okay, yeah. Let's see here. First World War. What? Nothing else during the... How are you?
Hey?
How was Hazelton during the First World War? Were
done
they,
all
were
right.
They affected too much?
Hey?
Were they affected by
no.
it very much?
No, we no. weren't affected by it.
Mm-hmm. The Depression... They weren't affected by that too much, neither.
No.
Okay, go up to the Second World War.
Yeah.
How many volunteered then?
Oh, well, there was... Let's see. Was your dad... It was Smokey, Solomon, Jeff. Oh, there was
quite a few from here then.
Yes.
How many got drafted from here?
Well, I think they all drafted.
They all got drafted.
I think so.
None of them volunteered.
No, I don't.
How many volunteered in the Second World War, Dad?
Oh, I don't know. Gen Z,
he volunteered in the Second.
I did.
Well, according to that, they all did. Except in a few of them, I don't think there was very many drafted. Mm-hmm. Eh?
Uh-huh. Well, how was Hazelton affected then?
It wasn't affected.
Wasn't
it? The Second World War, that's what opened it up in 36.
Uh-huh. Do you remember the big flood of 36?
Oh, yeah.
How bad was it?
Oh, it wasn't too bad. It was a street.
How much water was on the street?
Oh, about a foot.
A foot?
Yeah.
That's on the lower street down by the
line. Yes. Well, the street right through from the church.
How was the road going? Is that washed out?
Oh, no. Oh, no road washed out. Mm-hmm. Went to town.
Water was up pretty high, though, eh?
Well, it was the highest I ever seen.
That's pretty high. It must have washed that down by the eddy there. That must have been underwater.
Oh, yeah. It used to go on the water all high water till they built it up.
Uh-huh. Now, what else have we got here? Do you remember anything about an air for some kind of army base in Terrace?
Eh?
You remember some army base or something in Terrace?
No, I don't know nothing about it.
Someone told me that they had a base down there somewhere.
Could have been, yes. A bunch down there in Terrace.
How many people there were killed in the Second World War?
Hey?
Go ahead.
There was a bunch of fellas there in Terrace. There was a bunch of French fellas from Montreal in them places.
Uh-huh.
And they come for having a revolution there.
Is that right, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How'd that come about?
Well, I guess they wanted to either go to war or get out of Terrace. Getting tired of being in the army camp. And they wouldn't overseas.
How come?
I don't know. You remember that, Joe?
What's that?
Time they had that fracas down there in Terrace. You remember when come up and went to work for me?
Yeah.
See? They had quite a fracas there. They come from there having a revolution there. See? Yes, there was one of them worked for me. See? Yeah.
How was your pole camp? You had them during the Second World War?
Oh, yes, I had my... No, I didn't make any money.
You didn't make any money?
No. No, I didn't make any money.
That's too bad.
That's too bad.
How many people got killed during the Second World War?
By God, I don't know.
Quite a few.
Phil Jensen was one, eh, Joe?
Yeah,
Joe
Sargent.
Eh?
Bill Sargent.
Oh, yeah, Billy Sargent, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was very many from here.
Bernard Hindle, his wife's husband.
I forget his name.
Bernard, what?
Bernard Hindle's wife's husband.
Oh, yeah. I didn't run away.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you think of right now?
I haven't had time to study them. Well, I'd like to have get a chance what he's going to do. You can't tell what they're going to do.
Is he starting something that he's 100 years too early?
I think they're all starting something that they can't, mind you. That's not only Trudeau. See? That's all you hear. You take one party, you shoot the head off of the other.
Well,
now, feed them what they would have done.
Well,
they're not doing the right thing.
They always do that.
Oh, they always.
Yeah.
Well, there ain't much to tell about it.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about
Bennett?
Our premier.
Well, your premier, I don't know nothing about him neither.
What's your feelings towards him?
Well, I'd like to see him put in 4 years.
Well, he
see
had
what
4 years. He had gone
no, no.
15
he
years.
No.
Bennett?
Oh, Bennett had 20 years, yeah.
Yeah, well, what are towards him?
Well, he had some good points and some mighty bum points.
I've heard you say a lot of his bum points.
No? Yeah.
Okay, what were some of them?
Well, the land deal was the one, uh-huh. And his my deals was another. See? There's lots of them if I just had time to go to work and pick them.
Did you vote for him?
Well, my feeling about votes is nobody's business how I vote.
Still feel the voting age should be lowered?
Yes. They don't know what they're voting for.
So you want it to be lowered? Or
yes, I'd like to see you get to be 22 or 3, so you'll have some common sense.
Well, you mean to tell us that all kids got no common sense?
No.
What, not a minute?
Now, I'm going to tell you something. There isn't one of you, not one of you, that are interested in the government. Not one of you.
Well, sure.
I can go up and take 100 of you, stand at the school door and ask about the government. You wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Would you?
That's the trouble with our country today. We take enough interest in our government. You don't need to have no in the government. All the interest that we have, you young fellas have today, go to draw welfare.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, come on, that's right.
Give them a chance, eh?
Oh, give them a chance. You want to go to work? No, it's for our welfare.
That's about 60%. You have the other 40% too, you know.
Yes, well, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe in it. Well, you shouldn't have a vote till you're 22 or 23 years old.
Not old at all, then.
Well, that's all right. That's all. You don't want your voting for anyway.
They got to decide the future of the country.
Yes, well, they'll make a good decision.
Well,
I'll bet they decide no work. Just what they have today.
The voting age is lowered by Bennett to 19 and now.
Sure. Why? Did you ask yourself that?
No, but you told me.
Now, just a minute. Did you study that out?
In a way.
Did any of you fellas figured out why he done it?
Probably.
Hey?
I have.
Why did he do it?
So the young fellow vote for him.
Yeah. So he could get in power.
Well,
then
they didn't vote for him.
Hey?
They didn't vote for him.
Oh, they did?
They didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Voted out of there.
Hey?
He didn't have any power.
No, but I said that before they run this time. No. Sure enough, if you put them in again, why, we wouldn't have had B.C. The United States would have had B.C.
What do you mean by that?
How many thousands of acres has he sold in the American people? How many thousands of acres? Do you know that? There's another point that I'm going to show up that you don't even know.
Well, sure, they got them citizens, though.
Yes, but a lot of them refuse to. And they're not in citizens. Look at this man over here in the hanging rack. He strictly told him that he wouldn't become a Canadian citizen.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, well, then this other one, Campbell.
Well, that's different. Campbell took out his papers, yeah. Well, I don't know. I never read that. But I don't think Cinemite. And there's one fellow that just stayed down in Victoria, and he bought all the land he could buy. See? Fighting for a place here and had for 3 or 4 years. Couldn't get no head nor tail but it. He got it all right.
What do you think of the government we got in power here?
Because I can't say what the government is today. I'd like to see them in 4 years and then decide I have done.
A lot of people think that their Bill 42 is hers. That's where he's got that land seizure.
Eh?
There's a lot of people that land seizure on Bill 42 is for the birds. They don't agree with it, period.
Well, no. we don't agree with it. I don't think that it should approach the land. People that are born in the country, Canadians said, if they want a piece of land, they should sell them a piece of land. What are they going to do with it, freezing it? Well, what have they got in? What have they got in? No. Well, they're trying to be. Well, what are they miss over here and that over?
Well, they're stopping from these outsiders.
Now, just a minute. Why are they taking this over in one thing or another? Why are they doing it?
Well, pretty soon you don't keep in your resources. You're
going
to nothing in Canada at all.
No, we won't. Not as long as the point. Because they're trying to be socialists. That's what they're trying to be, like Mr. Yeah. I see here when he first went, he was doing this and doing that so the poor people would have on their table. As they put more on the table, are they not? Oh, no. Ahead of what? What are they getting ahead on?
Well, they're getting more modern.
Oh.
Spacecraft and all.
Yes, they are damn modern. You betcha. You betcha. You don't need to work.
You gotta work in communist. Hey? You gotta work in communist country. In Russia.
You have to work.
Goddamn right you gotta work.
Yeah. Well, they ain't work.
How do you know?
Because I know. You know why in Russia they don't. Why do they have to buy this and buy that from us?
They're using the rest of the stuff to try and beat the U.S.
Hey?
They're using all the rest of their money to try and beat the U.S.
With the United
Russia's using all of their money to try and beat the U.S. Trying to be better.
Well, why are they from these countries? Why are they buying wheat and stuff from Canada and the United States? Why are they buying it?
Eh?
Oh, yes. Well, why don't they grow it? They've got a better wheat country than we have. Got us beware that we don't know nothing about it.
I have to go to Russia to find that out.
Well, you don't have to. You can go to the Ukraine. That's a regular grain.
I'm going to tell you something right here and now. I figure Riel should have been hung long before he was.
Oh, sure. The stories that you read.
No, it's facts.
No facts.
They are.
No,
they're
not.
They're facts.
I got no facts. What was Riel?
A rebel.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He was not.
He sure wasn't a patriot.
Hey?
He sure as heck wasn't a hero or anything.
Oh, he wasn't who was the heroes? The British heroes. Come on, boys, let's go and fight. They're heroes, yeah.
Riel started the doggone.
He didn't start, not.
He did.
Not just wait a minute.
He
don't
executed you. That young England there.
Hey?
He shot that young England there.
He should shot more of them. He didn't shoot enough of them.
No wonder the English got up and arms there.
Yeah, because he asked for he was getting a little bit of money for the Indians and
for his own pocket.
He got nothing in his own pocket.
Oh, bullshit,
no.
Now he got it.
Sure he got it. Yeah.
And
you betcha.
They gave it to him the last time there. He went and he started a fight.
Well,
he shot the Englishman and then.
Well, what the hell are they going to do today? The Indians are going to fight for their country. They won't be. They tell you that. All he asked for them was much a month and so many acres for each
and so
family.
Much for his own and,
oh, yeah. There was a lot of stories put about Louis. You betcha. Louis was a Frenchman and a priest amongst the Indians. He had been preaching among them.
Well, I got a book at school that I'll show
you. You betcha.
It was printed in 1885.
You betcha. 1885, yes, was the war.
That was a rebellion.
Yeah, rebellion in the prairies. And they're going to have another one. They're starting.
But the way I look at it,
oh, you bet the way you look at it.
I'm not It's not only me. Isn't
you don't.
It?
Oh, no.
They, why do you
sure, think? You goddamn guys, because you're Englishmen, you're in the English country, you must. They're the right people.
What, Englishmen?
No, I'm not. By God, and thank God I ain't. I'm not afraid to say so, neither.
I don't know why.
Oh, I know.
You protect these people
who do
wrong and somebody
you bet
does right, you get after them.
Look, they'd run you out of the country tomorrow if they could.
Who, the English?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, no, you don't. Look at the fight around Montreal and them places. Wow. Didn't want them to have a job. They were French, nor they didn't want them to talk French or anything else. And the French was here before them sons of bitches ever thought of coming.
The good French and there's the bad French.
Oh,
we all was part of the bad. It's plain history and fact.
History. Look, Richard, you can make out of anything. People can go to work and put history or anything else. And they'll teach it in schools. You must believe it.
So you don't believe that?
No, I don't believe it.
I haven't finished yet. You don't believe that he wanted money for his own
pocket? No, he didn't get any money for his own pocket. What he wanted to do is get rid of them so they could do what they got like in Canada. And they did, too.
They got rid of him in time.
Yeah.
And he came back and he wanted more money.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a stinking lie,
well,
too.
Well, how come he come back, then?
That's all right. He come back. He had just as much right here as they had.
They pay him out of the country, and then all of a sudden he comes
back.
Oh,
pay him to tell the country. Another blindfold
you
story.
You said right now that he was... They
paid yes, you bet they did. They'll tell you a lot of things. They'll tell you lies. See? The English will tell you a lot of things. See?
Well... Your strong French.
Yeah, goddamn time that they were having their...
They got him.
Yes.
But you can't expect to get rights by killing people.
Well, that's the way England got theirs. England fought all her life. See? And that's the way she got everything. Was through war. Did history tell you that?
Probably.
You don't remember.
No,
quite a joke.
I know they fought wars.
You betcha.
There's a lot of...
Yeah.
Maybe it's English, maybe it's not, but there's a lot of people feel that Riel should have died before he did.
He didn't die. He died too soon. He should have started war the minute they come in there. That's what he should have done. Got him prepared for it, too.
Would have regular battle royal.
Well, they're going to have a battle royal anyway. Yeah. How much good the English done. First thing they established the Hudson Bay, RBC.
What about the English government? They tried to settle peaceably, now.
You betcha. How nice we can paint a story to the public. How nice. Now you believe it. But I got my way of thinking.
You've heard stories too.
Yes, I've heard lots of them. Lots of them.
You wouldn't know all that about me yet.
No, I didn't go very far in school, but what I did learn about them, I know. I had people that knew the whole family. Oh, yeah. I suppose Hitler was crazy, too. And with the Kaiser, they were crazy. But they're bright. Look at them today. Look at England today. What are they? Trying to kill one another and everything else in a nice way.
And what do you think of the British government then?
But I don't know nothing about the British government.
Well, they ordered V.L. to be shot. You think V.L. was really good? You must have thought the government was pretty poor.
Well, what they were, the what government? God damn it, they established their own government. That was all over.
V.L. established his own government.
That was quite all right. He was the first there, and why hadn't he had the right to?
What do you mean he was the first?
He was there before ever the British come. He come there with the Indians.
He took over that Fort Garry away from the Hudson Company.
He should have.
That's a British company.
What they should have done was...
They took all the guys and used it, too.
Yes, sir. What they should have done was take...
...the boat that the Hudson Bay brought in. Oh, you don't know. Well, I don't. I'll forget about it.
That would be another. I'd do about that.
Well, I wouldn't say so, but it's just my feelings and yours on reality. You're a Frenchman, I guess I'm English.
You're English? When did you become English?
Are you insinuating I'm a Frenchman?
Eh?
Are you insinuating I'm a Frenchman?
Yes, you are, a thoroughbred one.
I couldn't speak to
it. Don't make a difference. I can't neither. But you're a thoroughbred Frenchman. What are you getting at? Well, what are you getting at? You don't know what you are, even.
Well, I always thought I was part English and part French.
No, not. You're French.
Well, my views and real are different from
yours. Quiet on, Dandy. Okay. You believe all that the English tell you, and you'll come out all... You'll come out in the war someplace.
What about Wilfrid Laurier? Anything else you know about him?
I don't know much about him.
Think now.
No, I don't need to think, as I know.
You've got to do a lot of thinking.
It's a long time since I knew anything about Laurier.
Remember when he, that time in Calgary, you remember anything else that?
No.
You don't?
No.
What do you think of that film I just...
Hey?
What do you think of this film just fixed up for you? You'd be a movie star, you know. You make millions if you want to go into business.
Hey?
You'll make it if you want to go into business.
Well, I don't want to go into business.
I'll be your manager. What's so funny about that?
It's quite funny. Quite funny. Get me in movies.
Sure, you'd be another John Wayne or something. You'd be another John Wayne or something.
Yeah, I would.
I'll have to take 70.
First thing they'd be saying, he's got that old fool, he's crazy.
I'll have to take 75% of the income, though.
Well, you can have 100%.
Yeah.
You're doing all right. He didn't know whether he was an Englishman or a Frenchman.
Thought I was English.
Hey? You thought you were...
You keep laughing, I'm going to throw this goddamn thing at you.
That's pretty good, David.
He's gone.
Where'd he go?
He went outside.
Oh.
You're a Frenchman, you know.
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you. My people come right from France.
God, I thought you'd come from somewhere. Now I know why you're the way you are. Now I know I'm with you.
Yeah?
Now you're a Frenchman.
That's what's wrong with me.
That explains it all.
Yeah.
Well?
No, you're French and you can read. Yeah. Hey? Your mother, you can read.
What else you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Thinking now.
What do I want to talk about? I ain't got nothing to talk. See?
Okay, your check should be in the mail.
Yeah.
You get $1 million for doing this thing, you know.
That's well.
Yeah. What are you going to do with all the money?
I'm going to potlatch it.
How much do I get?
Oh, you get what you want, all you want.
Boy, you're generous.
I got to have more than you have.
Now, do you remember William Bennett in the Depression?
I know I.B. Bennett and I know you.
What was his government like? What was government like?
Well, his government was all right, but it was a hard time. He got the blame for all of it. It doesn't make any difference about the conservatives. Every time that the conservatives get in power, a hard time.
Well, he lost, they out him in the election and after the Depression, didn't they?
Yeah. He went to England.
England? What did he go there for?
Well, I guess he was knighted there, Sir Robert Borden.
Start the rebellion there. He was, they accused him of starting both rebellions, eh?
Both rebellions?
Yeah, the one in 1885 and the one in 1860-something.
No, he only had rebellion.
Well, he's only noted for the one in 1885, but let's all figure that he was a real cool guy, you know? Like, he was doing just to the men, you know, the half-breeds. And the English, they wanted justice done, you know. Side are you taking, the English or the French?
No, I don't take the English. Take the French side of it.
You do? Why? Yeah,
because they were the first here.
Okay.
And they have the first trading company here.
Well, is that...
And then what the English, they sent in a trading post here, the Hudson Bay, and they got the ends in with them and... fought the French. Yeah. Got the French rebellion.
But that doesn't give you a just reason to pretrial just because the French were here first. It doesn't matter if he's French or English, he still did wrong.
It doesn't matter. If I've got a company here going and you bring in a company and get to fighting me first, well, are you in the right or am I? Who's right?
It depends on the government. If they
it depends on the government. Well, we had
well, the government was
English
for the
government.
The government was for the Hudson's Bay.
Aye.
The government would like the Hudson's Bay cover for?
Yeah, the British.
Okay.
British one, yeah.
But
sure.
Getting back to Riel now, some say he was crazy.
Oh, yeah, sure he was.
When it's come up, they proved he was crazy.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't prove that he was crazy. Why hell didn't they give the Indians exactly what he asked for? That's what they did. Yeah. The Indians got exactly what they asked for. I suppose on the square.
Well,
eh?
Sure.
And they hung them. That's what
he helped. The way.